This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. So Scott Brown on Friday announced he wouldn't run again for the Senate via a text message to the Boston Herald.
Which was followed by a more official statement later.
And now Mitt Romney's son Tag is making noise on Twitter.
Even though he hasn't formally announced anything, political watchers are wondering whether a recent tweet signals Tag Romney's desire to jump into political life.
All of which means that Massachusetts Republicans have yet to coalesce around one political candidate in the race for the Senate seat recently held by John Kerry. While Democrats have an interesting battle shaping up between Congressman Ed Markey and Stephen Lynch, big name Republicans, such as former Governor Bill Weld, Charlie Baker, and Richard Tesei, have all said no.
Which leads us to ask you, Radio Boston listeners, do you think there is a credible Republican who could run in the Senate special election? Who do you want to see throw his or her hat into the ring? And what did Massachusetts Republicans lose when Scott Brown said he wouldn't run? And if the race does go forward without a strong Republican candidate, what does that mean for politics in this state as a whole? Call us with your thoughts on the special election at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. We're going to dive right into this with the two members of our political team. Nancy Dwight, she's a Republican analyst and former executive director of the National Republican Congressional Committee. Nancy, great to talk to you again. Welcome back.
And great to be back.
Also with us is Susan Tracy. She's president of the Strategy Group and a former Democratic state representative. Susan, great to see you again as well.
Thanks, Meghna. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Susan.
So, Nancy and Susan, let me just first start with this big question about the current state of the Republican field for the special election, which is just, what, 5 months away. Nancy, first to you. If not Charlie Baker, if not Bill Weld, if not Richard Tesei, then who?
Well, we've got some people looking at it. I think the critical thing to keep in mind, 23 days from today, 23 days, is when the nomination papers are due in the local cities and towns, and that puts an amazing deadline into this situation. So 3 weeks from now, somebody will have had to collect the signatures to qualify. We've got some good new face choices, not that new, but Dan Winslow is being talked about. You mentioned Tag Romney is being rumored. Yes, it's not the sort of national, or not national, but statewide experienced candidate, but we've got some good people within a race where newness might be a good strategy.
Well, Susan, let me throw that to you. Do you agree that newness might be the way forward for the Mass GOP?
Well, I do agree with Nancy on the front end of the signature piece here. You got to collect about 1,000 signatures a day and get them certified. I think that's a real hurdle for a candidate. The second piece that's a real hurdle for any of these names we're mentioning is no one has federal money. You know, even the state candidates, if they have some money in the bank, you can't transfer it over. So I think Nancy's right that it's going to be a big hurdle to get into this race. Newness could be interesting, but without the resources to tell people how new you are or the signatures to get on the ballot, it's not going to matter that much.
Nancy, let me turn back to you on that, because we were talking in Radio Boston in our editorial meeting earlier today that, flashback to the last special election where Scott Brown won. I mean, he wasn't new because he was a legislator here in Massachusetts, but he wasn't exactly known statewide. And yet in those last 2 weeks before the final votes were tallied, he really surged forward and ended up winning. So why not have a sort of fresh-faced candidate?
Well, and that's the point. That can happen. Now, the Democrats aren't going to be as surprised as they were by the Brown victory. They've also come off a very good win in 2012. The clipboard army is still there that helped elect Elizabeth Warren and President Obama, and obviously in Massachusetts and nationally. But a new face can come forward so long as, in my opinion, so long as that new face has campaign experience and the ability to raise money, because the resource you don't have in a special election is time. You have to make up for it in other ways, and usually those ways involve quick ability to raise money, just as Susan mentioned. So that's where a Tag Romney has an interesting credibility. There's more credibility to that. There's some downsides, obviously, to a Tag Romney candidacy at this point, but there's a plus for that. It also, again, I mentioned Dan Winslow because he is a state legislator. He's actually run for something.
Right.
That makes a difference.
Susan, jump in here.
Yeah, I think there's one other critical difference between now and when Scott Brown sort of surprised the Democratic establishment, certainly, is that there's no mobilizing issue. You know, there was a mobilizing issue there. It was actually two mobilizing issues. One was take back the Kennedy seat, and the other was defeat health care, be the vote on health care. And both of those issues both galvanized Scott Brown and allowed him to raise a lot of national money.
You don't think the ongoing fiscal crisis that the United States hasn't gotten out of yet is a mobilizing issue?
Not in the same way as taking back Ted Kennedy's seat and stopping Obama from health care. We've just come off a national election. The country has moved in a very different direction. And I think that sort of anti-mode is not going to carry a Republican candidate the same way it carried Scott Brown. I just don't see it.
Nancy, let me turn back to you, because you said about the clipboard army on the Democrat side, but I also wonder about what this race means for grassroots efforts and, dyed-in-the-wool Republicans in Massachusetts, from house to house. Because I was reading in the Herald today, Holly Robichaud, she wrote a column where she basically said that Scott Brown's unwillingness to run again, quote, leaves Republicans feeling like a bride left at the altar. It puts whoever the new GOP candidate is going to end up being at a huge disadvantage. And she said, this is the most interesting part to me. She said, quote, Brown is a family member, but you cannot hurt the party with the divisive chairman's fight, that was for the state GOP leadership, and then bail the next day, undermining our chances of capturing a U.S. Senate seat that has not been open in 28 years. So I guess my question to you, Nancy, is do you agree with that? Has Scott Brown's unwillingness to run hurt the Republican Party as a whole in Massachusetts?
No, I don't think so. I really don't. I picking up a little bit on what Susan said, and then I'll go into this, I think that the mobilizing issue that could emerge in this race is one that is emerging now, and that is the budget fiscal issue. That's going to play out in Washington in May. By then, we will have had however many more rounds of state tax issues coming up, the state tax increase in Massachusetts. So we've got a lot to play out on that. As to the other, again, I think in special elections, you can mobilize on both sides a lot of resources in a very short period of time. And so if you've got a candidate who can represent message, new ideas, and in our case, a fiscal path that's different from what's going on in Washington right now. And remember, on the Democratic side, you've got two people who are in Congress, who are part of Washington. And so if you can bring to this somebody, and this is sort of what Brown did 2 years ago, if you can bring it somebody to this who can do the anti-Washington campaign, you might get somewhere.
Mm. Let's take a quick call here. Dave is calling from Dedham. You're on the air, Dave.
Hi, guys. Listen, I'm a registered Republican, have been my whole life. There's no point to this. There is no Republican Party in Massachusetts, realistically. This is the most partisan state in the country. It's a Democratic state. The last election proved that. Scott Brown was a very good candidate, was a very good senator. He got slugged by the unions, by the Democratic machine, by the minorities, by everything. There's no chance for any Republican tag Romney. I don't care who's running. It doesn't matter. Whoever the Democratic nominee is going to be is going to win 60-40, maybe 70-30, especially if it's someone we don't know.
Dave, let me ask you, though. I hear your passion. I completely hear your passion and even your disillusionment there. But, it wasn't that long ago. It was only 2 years ago that Scott Brown did win a statewide seat.
That was a fluke. Let's be honest. It was a fluke. When was the last time a Republican got elected, except for maybe governor? I mean, in this last election, we had a great candidate for auditor in Mary Kiver. She was great. She should have won. She got beat again.
All right, Dave, before I let you go, I want to ask you one more question, because you're exactly the kind of person I was hoping would call in. So as we were talking a little earlier in the segment, one of Scott Brown's former campaign aides, Kirsten Hughes, is now the head of the state Republican Party. Does that make you feel like maybe the party can regroup statewide?
Until the union's power is abated here in the state, until the public interest, are gone, no, not in the state.
Dave, thank you so much for your call. Nancy, Dwight, what do you hear in the voice of Dave there, who might represent many a disillusioned Massachusetts Republican?
Well, it's time for a change. That's clearly what I hear. There's no question. Dave's right in terms of, realistically, in terms of numbers of registered voters, number of voters that we are able to get. But we still do capture statewide seats, especially in times of fiscal and economic distress. And if you believe that we are still, and it will be getting more serious, in that distress period, especially as it comes to federal issues, and that those are going to trickle back and hurt individuals back in Massachusetts, then Republicans still have a message, still have a chance. But again, it comes back to the point of message and what is the Republican message going forward in a state like Massachusetts. It still has to be fiscal preparedness and fiscal sanity.
Susan, what's your thought?
A couple of thoughts. One, you know, the frustration you hear about the Democratic machine and the unions and all of that. I'm sorry, individuals vote. Nobody goes in and pulls a lever for anyone behind the curtain. I think that the Republican candidates in the Republican Party need to look at themselves and look at their agenda. And to Nancy's point, they need a new message. And on the fiscal side of the equation, I think one of the problems that you see as you look ahead is it does feel like the economy is starting to be in a better place. You know, whether it's housing sales and job numbers and the Dow being over 14,000. So I think it's going to be hard to make a fiscal argument if you feel like fiscally we're starting to go in a good direction.
Let's take another call here. Ashley's calling from Leominster. You're on the air, Ashley.
I just want to say thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
I am a Democrat, and I do predominantly vote Democratic, and I did vote for Elizabeth Warren. But what I do have to say is that when Scott Brown represented the state of Massachusetts, I think he did a wonderful job. I think he took care of us as constituents, and I really do think that he's doing a disservice by throwing in the towel. I really would like to see the two of them work together. I think they both have calm heads, and I really do think that they could make some great moves in the Senate together.
Ashley, thank you so much for your call. That helps us turn very well to the two most prominent names so far who are running. That's Congressman Ed Markey and Congressman Stephen Lynch. So let's hear a little bit from the Democratic side of this race. Here's Ed Markey at a Super Bowl party in Dorchester last night, touting what he called his very non-Washington credentials.
I drove a truck for 4 years to work my way through Boston College. I worked the midnight to 8 a.m. shift in the Purity Supreme warehouse. I bagged groceries at the Elm Farm store. I made gumdrops at Lewis Candy.
So there's Ed Markey talking about driving a truck and bagging groceries in his background. Turn to Congressman Stephen Lynch, who is a former union iron worker. And he was talking about being an underdog in the race. And this is what he said last Thursday.
You know, he's been in Congress for 38 years. So he's been chosen by the establishment in Washington, D.C. We need to shake things up. Do you really think that Ed Markey's going to shake things up if he has been selected by the Democratic Senate Committee?
So, Susan Tracy, let's start with you. In a way, there's sort of echoes of the same struggles that the Republicans are having, even though the Democrats are the dominant party in Massachusetts. What do you make of this? You know, we're both outsiders, but insiders, but outsiders dance between Markey and Lynch.
What I make of it is the real race for the Senate seat is within the Democratic Party. And it's, you know, we talked about before what the Republicans need is an outsider candidate. Maybe that's a way to get traction. I think what you're going to find is that this race is really going to be about Ed Markey and Stephen Lynch. And are people going to embrace someone who's got lots of experience and has resources and support? Or are they going to embrace someone who's running as an outsider to that? And I feel like that's where the race is going to be won or lost, is within that Democratic primary.
Nancy, we're also already hearing a tension between, for lack of a better term, sort of the more progressive wings of the party and the lunch bucket Democrats that, for example, Stephen Lynch seems to be trying to appeal directly towards. What do you think that this that tension might mean for this race in the next couple months?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they mobilize the army that elected Senator Warren and President Obama if Congressman Lynch is nominated. This is kind of fun for us on our side to watch, I must say. I mean, to hear Ed Markey say that he has non-Washington credentials, he's been around for 40 years, and to hear Lynch say that he's an outsider, it's just amusing to me. It will come down to being something more familiar to us, which is an ideological race. Afterwards, whoever wins again has a very short period of time to pick themselves up and run against, hopefully, a Republican nominee who hasn't also been battered in the primary, but has been able to use the time that they've been fighting each other, use the time to gain support and develop a message. So that'll be what I'll be watching.
So, Susan, you know, this is a Massachusetts race, but the Senate, even though, I mean, it's fairly closely balanced, it's always interesting from a national level. Mm-hmm. How much do you think outside forces, outside money, could play a role in this special election?
I think it's going to be hard for a Republican candidate to generate a lot of external money. I think Brown was the best placed candidate to do it. You know, he was the one who had the most riding on his ability to win. I do think it's going to be hard to get a lot of resources, and the window is so short to do it. The actual collection and raising of that money is going to be hard. Ed Markey has $3 million. Stephen Lynch has $750,000. That's a big head start.
Well, Susan Tracy is the president of the Strategy Group and a former Democratic state representative. Always great to speak with you, Susan. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Magna.
And Nancy Dwight, chair of Dwight Partners and the former executive director of the National Republican Congressional Committee, speaking to us today from a warmer South Carolina than it is up here in Boston. Nancy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you all.
And stay with us. Up next, a bus full of students from Pennsylvania crashes into a bridge on Soldiers Field Road and focuses attention on the low underpasses on the parkways around Boston. And later in the show, Ann Leary, wife of comedian Dennis Leary, on her new novel about small-town New England life. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.